JIS Radio presents The Year in Review 2017. Some of the major highlights of a year of strong performance, building prosperity through partnership.
The sports portfolio saw several major accomplishments in 2017. Chief among them was the unveiling of the statue of international superstar and sprint legend Usain St. Leo Bolt in honor of his sporting achievements. The 8-foot bronze statue, which Bolt himself unveiled, stands at the gateway to the National Stadium. Crafted by popular local sculptor Basil Watson, the statue depicts Bolt performing his iconic "To the World" pose.
There's no words to really describe how I'm feeling right now. One thing me and my best friend Angel, we always talk about and just imagine, like, how is this even possible? Barefoot youth from country, run up and down, drop, buck toe, all him stuff here. I've never ever, at no point, feel I would be in this moment, as big as it is now, have my own statue at the National Stadium.
In a similar vein, ground was broken in November for the construction of the Stefani Taylor Oval at Eltham High School in St. Catherine, in honor of top West Indies women's cricketer Stefani Taylor. The construction, a Jamaica 55 legacy project, is being financed by the Sports Development Foundation.
The Stefani Taylor Oval will motivate girls to take up the sport and give them a facility to polish their skills. We want to give every young talent at Eltham High School an opportunity to excel as you have done, Stefani. This development will serve to elevate the image of women's cricket, not only in Jamaica, but in the West Indies in general. It is demonstrating that we regard women's cricket with the same esteem in which we hold the men's game.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange. Last year, the government also sought to forge several partnerships with other nations towards sports development. In October, Sports Minister Olivia Grange inked a letter of exchange with the Chinese government for the provision of coaching and sport equipment to Jamaica in several sporting disciplines. Under the agreement, the government of China will send a team of coaches to Jamaica to work with athletes and coaches in swimming, synchronized swimming, badminton, gymnastics, volleyball, football, and basketball in both the male and female disciplines.
The project will be for a 3-year period, 2018 to 2020. And during the life of the project, Jamaica will send to China 138 athletes, in addition to coaches and other support personnel, where they will reside for about 2 months and will experience training and competition in China.
In October, Jamaica and Indonesia signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, aimed at strengthening cooperation in sports. Under the deal, Jamaica will provide expertise in the area of track and field in exchange for training and expertise in badminton, for which Indonesia is ranked second in the world. In September, the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport partnered with the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, and the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, to stage a 2-day regional conference on the strategic use of intellectual property in sports. Among other things, the conference explored the infringement of rights relating to sport, the sport marketing industry, and athlete support framework. Earlier in the year, a team from the World Anti-Doping Commission, WADA, visited Jamaica to examine the operations of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, to determine whether its technical and administrative operations comply with the World Anti-Doping Agency standards. At the end of the visit, Jamaica's anti-doping program was given a clean bill of health.
We're very pleased with the outcomes of that partnership and where JADCO is in terms of delivering effective anti-doping programs.
Director of WADA Standards and Harmonization Unit, Tim Ricketts. The government of Jamaica in 2017, a year of strong performance, building prosperity through partnership.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.